I got time for one more Tomorrow's News Today story.
All right, one more, and I'll make it quick. So you may have thought that the whole Ohio voting fraud issue was over, but
yeah.
It's not. There are still hearings going on in Columbus that are being done by the House Administrative Committee, and they're holding field hearings in Columbus. Ken Blackwell testifying. Ken Blackwell,
oh,
Secretary
God,
of
you know
State.
We've got audio from that.
Do we?
Yeah, we don't. Okay, we know what we're going to do. We have to. We're coming up. Well, I want to hear the story when we come back from break. You have to hear. I mean, you'll help us find this stuff. The Ken Blackwell audio of him testifying will knock you off your seat. He is such an arrogant prick.
Yeah, just in case you were afraid that his, you know, his arrogant actions would then be somehow, that somehow his actions would be, you know, made
sorry,
different.
Sorry, you have a voice in your head.
I'm sorry, I had a voice in my head and I got thrown. you know, in case he was going to turn out to be a really nice guy who just did some bad things, no. He is so nasty on the inside that he apparently is doing nasty things to the country.
Exactly. All right, so they've got these. They've got this testimony. We've got the testimony from Ken Blackwell. The other great thing about this story is who is testifying. The Republican group that is testifying in Ohio on this and these hearings.
That's right. They are a voting rights group. Or are they a voting rights group? That is the question.
All right. Well, we will bring you that story as well as the incredible Kenneth Blackwell testimony audio that you have not heard. Where did you grab it? It was from an NPR story that you grabbed
from
Ohio
actually
somewhere?
An Ohio Public Radio story that was posted by bradblog.com, which is a great blog that I've cited before that is following this story as it develops.
All right. Kenneth Blackwell's arrogance, who they've got testifying on voting rights issues in Ohio, and, of course, the results of our mercury testing for the Unfiltered staff live on the air, all coming up.
Jim
is Unfiltered. Air America Radio.
Unfiltered, only on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's Unfiltered here on Air America Radio. I'm Rachel Maddow. I'm here with Isaac Davey Aronson bringing us Tomorrow's News Today. Isaac goes into the blog world, the foreign press world, the dubious press world, and just puts his ear to the ground. And here's what's coming down the rumor mill.
Well, in Ohio, they are having some hearings still about what happened during the last election in Ohio. It is the House Administrative Committee hearings. And among the people that they've called to testify is a group called American Center for Voting Rights.
American Center for Voting Rights, okay.
Now, that sounds pretty good.
Sure.
And they're a nonpartisan, tax-exempt organization by their own description, and they're the only such voting rights group invited to give testimony at these hearings.
The only
such voting rights group. Now, there are plenty of people testifying at these hearings. There are, you know, there are activists and people who were involved in organizing the vote in Ohio, etc. But the only kind of voting rights group is this group, American Center for Voting Rights. Now, bradblog.com, which is an excellent blog, looked into this Center for Voting Rights and discovered that it is about, it only appeared last Thursday.
What?
Yes.
This group was created last Thursday?
This group was created, its website was created last Thursday, and the guy who runs it, who was the guy who was called to testify at these hearings in Ohio.
And called by the...
Called by the House Administrative Committee, which is run by Republican Congressman Bob Ney.
Right. Are we talking about Ohio State Committee, or are we talking about Congressional Committee?
It is a Congressional Committee, but they're holding a field hearing.
That's what I thought.
In
okay.
Columbus.
So
yes.
this is our Congress, the
this
federal
is our Congress,
Congress calling
this
guy.
That's right.
And
his
group exists as of last Thursday.
As of last Thursday. And the guy's name is Mark F. Hearn II, but he goes by Thor. And now
as
in
do I. You know what? I'm getting an idea for my next show. Do we have a lightning bolt sound here somewhere?
So I don't know. I'm really hoping that he showed up to these hearings wearing the you know the horned Viking hat, but I don't have any evidence to
All
back
right.
that up.
So Thor shows up.
Thor shows up, and in addition to being the head of the American Center for Voting Rights, he was the national general counsel for the Bush-Cheney 2004 campaign.
Wow.
Yes.
And he's the American Center for Voting Rights.
That's right. And they submitted to the this American Center for Voting Rights submitted to the committee a 31-page report on voting issues in Ohio. And interestingly enough, almost all of the voting issues in this 31-page report are about liberal groups that worked to that worked in terms of voting fraud. You know, signing up people who didn't exist to vote. Nothing.
But all on the Democratic
side. All on the Democratic side. In addition, the spokesman for the group, Jim Dyke, well, he was the communications director. He was the communications director for the Republican National Committee during the 2004 election. So Thor and Dyke, that's what we're talking about here.
And he was an excellent author.
Yeah, that's
Thor and
true.
Dyke, yes.
So, and perhaps the best part, though, is that Brad Blog called these people to look into this story and spoke to them and said to Mark Hearn, Thor, said, you know, he looked at the website and said, hey, on your website, it says there are voter education and outreach programs, and there are symposiums and conferences you sponsor. Can you tell us about that? And his response was, oh, we certainly anticipate those. You keep an eye on our website.
And this is the only voting rights group
this is
called
the only voting
by
rights group.
The Congressional Committee holding these hearings to investigate the vote in Ohio. This is what they're doing.
That's right, and they've existed since Thursday.
And let us keep in mind that Kenneth Blackwell, when they were holding hearings in Washington, even Kenneth Blackwell, Secretary of State in Ohio, Republican, wants to be governor of Ohio,
right,
would not show up at the Washington hearings of this committee, even though he was in Washington that day anyway.
That's right.
So they take the hearings to Ohio. He agrees to testify. Listen to the way that he spoke to the Democratic members of the committee who were questioning him. This is the way he responded when Juanita Melinda McDonald, who is a Democratic representative from California, she asked him, why didn't you use the federal money that you got? Yeah, this is cut number one. Why didn't you use the federal money that you got to purchase voting machines, given that we know there were shortages of voting machines in a lot of communities? You had a lot of federal money. Why didn't you spend it that way? This is Kenneth Blackwell responding to a member of Congress.
In your brilliance, will you tell me who would have paid for it?
I'm sorry?
In your brilliance, would you tell me who would have paid for it?
It's a possibility you would not have had that, even though you got the third highest amount of money from HAVA.
Then can you tell me who would have paid for it?
But you know what, Mr. Secretary of State? You are the chief election officer.
Daggone straight,
and
I am.
You
and tell you something.
Should have had...
I am not the legislature. I am the Secretary of State.
Wow.
Did you just say daggone?
Daggone straight I am. In your brilliance, will you tell me how I was going to get the money to pay for it? And it went on and on and on. I mean, the way he was talking to these members of Congress, it's incredible. Stephanie Tubbs Jones ended up having a huge back and forth with him, on and on and on and on and on. And the great thing about Stephanie Tubbs Jones, she comports herself with such dignity, and she's so imposing. I mean, she looks like the Statue of Liberty. I mean, she is an impressive person.
She's always holding her arm up like that.
Exactly.
So
she's a little green, but you know what? She's working on it. And at one point, she finally, at the end of her questioning of him, he decides to get up on his soapbox and scream at her. And she just puts him right in her place. This is like the kind of the end of the Stephanie Tubbs Jones portion of the hearing. It was beautiful. She should run for president.
I refuse to sit here and be harangued by you.
You know what, Mr. Blackwell? I'm not trying to harangue you, sir, but if you choose not to have me ask you questions, haul butt.
Calm.
Time's expired.
Yeah.
Time is expired.
And, you know, when he arrived for the hearing, he ran into Stephanie Tubbs Jones in the anteroom to the chamber and refused to shake her hand.
And then she called him out about it during the hearing.
Yeah, and then started off the hearing by saying, oh, you were so happy to see me, you didn't shake my hand. And
yeah.
He said, well, I wanted to see how you were going to act. I mean, you know, these are members of Congress. It's really unbelievable.
Kenneth Blackwell wants to be the governor of Ohio. I wonder how that's going to go.
Well, really quickly, before we go, I do have to give this.
Oh, yeah, rating system.
The rating system for this fake Republican voting rights group. And whether
ending up
is going
in the mainstream
ending
press,
up in the mainstream media. And I'm going to give it just one tinfoil hat. Because my opinion is that this is a very valid story to look into. And the press is kind of into these stories about fake groups that are going out and, you know, they
That's true. The fake news and
it's possible. It's possible. This group will only make it into the mainstream media so that they can so that they can talk about their bogus 31-page report. But I would not be surprised if this
group
shows
up. This thing.
Yeah, shows up.
American Center for Voting Rights is the name of the fake group, and the guy's name is Thor.
Thor.
Something Hearns.
Yes, it's really Mark F. Hearns.
Mark Hearns, he likes to be called Thor.
Just call him Thor.
All right. Oh, my God.
Or if you prefer, God of Thunder.
I hope that he's got some web-based services we're going to find. That's all I can say. Isaac Davey Aronson with Tomorrow's News Today. Thanks for being here.
Pleasure to be with you, Rachel.
We appreciate it. This is Unfiltered here on Air America Radio.